We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat lose in pathetic fashion. There's much better. That flaming poop emoji, much better. Much better, because the Heat logo doesn't deserve to be up on this on the screen right now. I mean, there's no shame in losing to the Phoenix Suns. They're one of the best teams in the league. But when you're able to hold Devin Booker in check, you're able to hold Chris Paul in check, and you get run off the court, and campaigns out here styling on you, that rat face looking motherfucker is styling on you, right? Just Cam Johnson, who looks like, you know, an elongated treasure troll. Like, you know, you are afraid of getting paid against DeAndre Ayton. Your bench goes 0-17 from three. Goran Dragic is out here looking like a shell of himself. Tyler Hero doesn't want to be aggressive. Bam Adebayo shoots 6 fucking times in the entire game. When your team needs offense, your team scored 34 points in the first quarter, and then 16 in the second, and 14 in the fourth. Your team needs offense, and Bam Adebayo decides, you know what? 6 shots for the game. I mean, I think he had 3 going into the fourth quarter. He had an offensive fucking explosion in the fourth because he shot 3 times. I mean, he doubled his shot attempts in the fourth quarter. Like, listen, I'm not going to be here saying Bam isn't a max player. I'm not doing that. Sometimes y'all go too far with the criticisms. But, like, Bam Adebayo, they need more from you. Like, Jimmy did his thing, right? Jimmy can only do so much. Duncan Robinson did what he's supposed to do. Trevor Ariza had a good first quarter. But then nobody else showed up. Nobody. And, in fact, there was guys like Precious Achiuwa, whatever fuck his name is. I hope I don't have to say his name that much more because he shouldn't be playing anymore. He is not an NBA player. He needs an offseason. He needs summer league. He needs G League. He needs a lot of shit before he's out here playing big minutes in an NBA game. He looks completely lost. Half the time he looks like he's in the fucking way on offense. At least just get the fuck out the way. Like, no, but he wants to be in the middle, like fucking he's bumping into people. Anyway, Brass, go ahead, bring me out. If you didn't know, I'm Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954, host of Hangover Time for Miami Heat Beat. So tonight, we all stayed up late, and it was well fucking worth it to watch this team, you know, to watch the Suns bench completely run us out of the fucking building. Frankie, hey.
Stop shooting threes. Oh fuck, we're live.
Are you having nightmares of a 3-on-1 fast break threes? Because I know I will be.
God, man, we just passed up another layup for a three. And Frankie, I'm devastated.
Frankie, when your 3-on-1 fast breaks and when your 3-on-1 fast break ends up with a non-corner three, was it a successful fast break?
I'm gonna say no.
Okay, all right. So, Brass, since we all deserve alcohol tonight, I don't know if the Heat deserve for us to waste our alcohol, but let's find out what everyone's drinking tonight. I'm drinking Pepto-Bismol on ice with a Robitussin chaser and a NyQuil and a NyQuil floater. Frankie, what are you drinking tonight?
Well, I'm doing a lovely glass of water with a splash of lime to Mr. Brass Jazz's ode. I didn't have the little design, little wedge, because I'm not like that, but. This is gonna do for tonight. I'm gonna go right to bed right after this.
I like that. What does that mean?
You know what it means. I don't know what it means.
Frankie might be getting kicked off the show tonight.
We'd be doing him a favor.
Right.
Yeah. No. No. Your punishment. Your punishment is having to do this fucking.
Because if that's the case, fuck you, Brass.
If you get three strikes, you're staying on all the way until tomorrow night when we got to do this again.
I'm gonna start talking about Brass and Mama just to get off the show.
Myself.
keep the live stream up.
Tiff, what are you drinking tonight?
You know, good and well in hell, I ain't drinking. Fuck them. I'm going to bed right after this. I got water and pajama pants. I'm done.
Brass, what are you drinking?
I'm triple fisting tonight. I have an IPA from Captain Lawrence, which is a brewery near me. I have some acetone.
Jesus.
And a big ass thing of bleach.
Oh, okay, there you go.
So it's been a while.
Listen, get to the bleach early, so you'll miss the question segment. Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight?
They don't deserve my alcohol. This is just my nightly glass of wine.
You was having that whether the game was on or not.
You see, it's half gone.
Fucking
Somebody said Gore moves slower than racial equality. I'm done. Good night.
Hard out. Damn it, Shmita. Keep trying.
Oh my god.
It's funny because it's true.
It's true.
We laugh so we don't cry.
Listen.
So we started to get excited again about the season because Victor Oladipo, showed up. We felt like it was going to give Goran some time to rest. We felt like it was going to change the offense a little bit, give us a little point of attack defense. And then Victor goes down. So now we're back to the same team that can't score over 100 points. And it just goes to show you that when they're not hitting that three, Frankie, this offense for 2021 is historically bad. Like, this is a shit offense when they're not. Duncan was fine tonight, but the rest of this team, when they're not hitting threes, Jimmy Butler was 2 for 6, Trevor Ariza was 2 for 5, and then the rest of the team gave you 1 3-pointer for the entire night.
Well. It's not even about the
program. Did you guys hear that? Outside of Trevor, Jimmy, and Duncan, you got 1 3-pointer from Kendrick Nunn for the entire fucking night.
That's one more than you hit.
Yeah, listen, I could have gave you – if you let me shoot 10, I might have hit one. They went 9 for 44 from three. Like – and we're seeing this over and over again, and a lot of people are like, oh, listen, this is the same team from last year. But no, this offense is not it, Frankie. It's just – it's not.
Absolutely. I mean, last year they had a good, they shot a lot of threes last year, but they definitely had a good balance getting to the rim and stuff. This game is a great example of this year's team just falling in love with the three ball. Today, they shot 44 threes, like you said. They only shot 83 shots. They shot more than half their shots from three, and they hit nine threes.
Because it was working so well.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're going to that well, and that shit is coming out desert dry, and they're still reaching and pulling that fucking rope, and nothing's yet coming.
Tiff, and I sound harsh saying it, but there's a lot of times when you watch this team and you don't recognize high basketball IQ Miami Heat, Miami Heat basketball. There's a lot of times this is a dumb fucking team. I'm watching Tyler Hero out here doing dumb fucking shit, dribbling time after time from an open shot into a contested shot, spin move into the help defense. I think you pointed that out in the chat. Into a turnover, just dumb fucking passes. And I mean, it's just a lot of that shit over and over. Like, am I wrong saying this right now? We're watching a low IQ basketball team.
I don't even think it's that they're low IQ. They just are who they've been all season. They're just up and down. They can't maintain focus for very long. That's why you see that first quarter where everybody was locked in, and then after that, everybody was just scatterbrained. This is who they are. They just keep showing us, but we get blinded by like three good wins, and then we think, oh, we're back. No, we're not back. We're just in another spin, in another cycle.
Yeah, but that first quarter was fucking cool, though, right?
Yeah, it was fun.
But they give you one of those every single time. That's the thing. That's the trick, because like Tyler still isn't there yet. As much as we want him to be there, he's not there. So Alf, for the rest of the 18 games, you're going to see a lot of dumb shit because he ain't there yet. But we got to cover for it.
But when we criticize Tyler, can barely use that bike. Yeah, we motherfucking need the Peloton on the sideline. But Brash, when we criticize Tyler, people go nuts. When we say Dragic has lost a step, he needs to be put on ice. Oh, what are you talking about? Dragic led the team in scoring last post after a 3-month fucking break. Yeah. like we're not making shit up over here. Like,
no,
we've been telling you since December. Like, Tyler ain't it. All right, Tyler is a nice scoring option off the bench. Goran Dragic needs some time to get healthy. He has a foot injury for a guy who depends on explosiveness. Like, we're trying to tell you that over and over, and then they go on a 6-game win streak on the back of Kelly Olynyk shooting 45% from three, and then everyone loses their everything's fine. It's not fine. Like, no. Victor was supposed to address a lot of these things, and now Jimmy Butler has a fucking ankle injury. Dude.
Okay, why the fuck did why did they bring Jimmy back in the game?
For what?
That honestly really pissed me off. Yeah, that made me like, that made me so mad. He had no business going back in there. The way they were playing, there was no way they were going to catch up. They have another game tomorrow night. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. What Butchers of Biscayne.
It's so stupid. Like, honestly, the medical staff on this team is trash. And we've known that. We have known that.
I don't care how bad Jimmy wanted to get back in the game. Sit your ass down. Yeah. First of all, you know what? If I was Jimmy, I'd have looked at Bam and said, you better do something, motherfucker. Right. Mm-hmm. Siobhan, yeah. I'd been like, yo, show the fuck up. I'd be like, nah, my ankle hurt, baby. Go out here and shoot more than six fucking times.
Bro, you are the guy. You're supposed to be the guy, right? Like, yeah. you have been given the keys to this here castle, whether you were ready for it, weren't. Whatever, that those are things that can legitimately be debated. But at the point at which your offense needs you, your offense is stalling, not even stalling, your offense is not, it's not started. Like, you don't even attempt. Oh, shit.
Damn.
You don't even look at the basket. He doesn't look at the basket on breaks. He had Jimmy smack open under the basket that none three, like nothing. It's all, I think G used the word program the other day on the pod. Like, mm-hmm. He's playing so methodically, so programmed. It's almost becoming like sickening to watch. There is so much space in front of him on the floor that he will not take up. He won't occupy. He won't roll to look to do anything. He won't dribble. He won't post up. He posts or won't put. Trevor Ariza sat Chris Paul's ass in the post, and Bam would not even think to do what Precious wouldn't think to. Like, it's sickening. It's really
Siobhan. It was a 3-on-1 fast break. He slows the ball down to hand off to Dragic when he was leading the break. It's like he literally doesn't know what to do with the ball in the open court, so he's instantly looking for a dribble handoff. It's a fucking fast break. Put your head down. Like, it's only like a couple times this entire season. Go ahead, Brad. Take that shot.
No, go on.
Only a couple times this season I've seen him. There, you know, he's on the break. There's a defender above the above the free throw line, and him put his head down and go to the basket.
He's not a natural attacking, a natural dribbling big, but he has the physical abilities in the package. Like, he has the tools to develop it. And so it is. I'm not going to try to belittle what it is like leading a fast break. It's not an easy thing to do. It's a tough situation, but you are a professional NBA player and you have the skills and the capabilities to handle the situations that are handleable for you. 3-on-1s where you're leading in the middle, 1-on-1s,
right.
You on littles, you in space, like, you have to look to be a threat or
if
you do nothing for this team.
If he Euro steps around the guard one more fucking time, I'm going to lose it.
Give me something else. Give me a power drop step. Give me a shimmy back to the baseline. You gotta give me something else, or you have to at least attempt this push shit. I'm over it. Yes, it's pretty when it goes. The touch is nice. You gotta give me something else.
Put your head down and get to the fucking basket. How about that?
But you know what? Sadly, he's also being He's honestly at this point. His defense is like, I can't even get hyped for it anymore. He's being schemed off the floor with the defensive schemes. Like, stop switching. Get him under the basket.
They know exactly. Tiff, am I wrong? Does it feel like he's more comfortable on the perimeter?
He is more comfortable on the perimeter. And that's,
he knows he's small. He's small in the post and that he's big on the perimeter.
Because he's not a center. So why don't we accept it, even though he's playing center? It's no shame. He's not a center. He's not a banger. He's not going to go under there and throw elbows and scrap for 12 boards. That's not him. He's not a center. So, I mean, it is what it is, but you're not going to win games and he's out there guarding campaign and Ayton is just tipping it in like a volleyball.
It's almost like he bails himself out of. And I listen. I'm not trying to be that hard on my man, but it's almost like, you know, like it's like he's doing it almost purposely sometimes. Like, no. I got the little guard out here at the 3-point line.
Yep.
And I know you can move your feet with him, but now Jimmy, time after time, is banging with Ayton or Valanciunas. And like,
Gore was under there trying to box out Ayton. I was like, Gore got like 2 lives left. You can't use him. You can't use him in this game.
But it's not fucking necessary. Like, every pick and roll doesn't have. Frankie, it don't have to result in a switch if it's Cam fucking Payne, it doesn't have to result in a switch. Like, what are we doing? Like, I just don't get it. Like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Bam's just got to take one for the team and just got to expose the white men. Expose Tyler Hero. Expose Goran. Stop switching on their man. Stop taking responsibility for their mistakes.
But he's doing it for Jimmy and Trevor.
Jimmy does ask for a lot of those switches, though. To be fair, Jimmy's like, get him. I got the big guy. Jimmy doesn't want to move his feet as much as he used to. But no, he definitely needs to stop switching as much as he did. I think the Heat defense, all the scrambling, just leaves a lot of room for error and for mistakes, especially when you don't have great defenders all around. It's one thing when you're doing a scramble drill with Depot, Andre, and all these defensive guys. It's another thing when Duncan Robinson is running corner to corner and Tyler Herro is looking for the loose guy and try to close out. But let these guys, you know, be a big man. Let these guys come to you. Let the blow by Tyler all fucking night and go and bam, go make a play at the rim.
Siobhan, talk about those numbers.
Hold on. It's crazy though, Frankie, because people think that like that's a good thing. Like people like that, you know, the way that the defense flies around and covers for each other. No, that's not the point of what like you want your defense to have to do.
Play when you're solid. Scrambling, those yeah. You're opening the door.
Situational. That shouldn't be like, yeah, all right, the scramble defense for 48 minutes to that 19-9. I don't care that he's averaging 19-9 when without.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
But like 5% more effort, he could give me 22-11. There's no reason Bam shouldn't be able to give you a smooth 20-10 consistently through the season. I know that he has 19-9, but I also know the way that the
not good defense enough.
Is, it's not good enough. And I know the way that the defense plays him. There's room for, and it doesn't require like this whole extra expenditure of effort for him. It really doesn't.
And you know why the 19-9 not good enough?
Because they're fucking losing.
Boom.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
You ever work with that guy? And we're going to get to who kicked our ass in a second. But you ever work with that guy who worked extra hard for no fucking reason? And like he makes himself out to be the martyr, like, oh my God, I'm so tired. I did all this. Motherfucker,
nobody asked you. Giancarlo Navas.
Yeah, exactly.
I love you, G.
And you over here like, motherfucker, nobody asked you to do all that. Like, chill. Like, chill. Bam sometimes to me feels like that guy who's like, he's doing so much. And honestly, I think it's his unselfish nature, but he's doing so much sometimes. It's like, bro, stop all that. Like, stop switching and like Frankie said, expose the white guys. Do some of that Hassan shit.
That's another thing. That's another thing. In transition, you were saying he keeps handing out. Look, he keeps looking for the white men. Is Bam racist? Is Bam an Uncle Tom? Oh, God. Scrub that.
No. Chat, clip that. Clip that, chat.
Oh, fuck.
Clip it. Frankie is canceled.
Coming in hot.
All right, Frankie.
Does that mean I get to go to sleep?
Let's go to who kicked our ass to save Frankie's life.
Whoa, the white men.
They kicked our ass.
I like that we still have Kelly in there. And don't change him.
I'll put the effort to change him once he puts in some effort.
Exactly.
Did not get kicked.
Oh, we have to play Kelly on this road trip. He's gonna kick our ass.
Oh shit.
Frankie, you should probably be quiet for a while.
Tiff, who kicked our ass tonight?
Man, that fucking smooth criminal kicked our ass. That dancing machine kicked our ass. Cam fucking Payne.
Oh my god.
The dancing machine.
I'm so tired of it. Exactly.
Yeah, photoshopped a cigarette in his mouth.
He need a 40.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had my fucking do-rag.
Cigarette in a 40.
I moved. Yeah. I don't know what my do-rag is. need a black and mild after that fucking game. Like, I'm so tired of ugly bench players just beating the shit out of us. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to call him by ugly anymore. Brass, who kicked our ass tonight?
I mean, beside Payne, because that was terrible. I mean, I just got really tired of Ayton. It felt like he got whatever the fuck he wanted under the basket.
Because he's big.
Because he's big.
Yeah.
Because Bam was out there by the fucking half court line.
Even when Bam was in it, Dayton was doing the fucking tip drill all night. He was playing 21 taps with us the whole night. Yeah, he was out all night.
It's infuriating. And honestly, like, the rest of the team was playing pretty well at that point, and Phoenix had a lot of turnovers, and the game, the turnover differential there, it should not have been, the score should not have been as close as it was, but at that point, but yeah, fuck.
Siobhan, who kicked her? You know what? And one thing I will say, even with Ayton tipping the ball in like crazy, and campaign rat face fucking ass going off on us, and Cam Johnson, who looks like a creative player gone wrong, like all that shit, even with all that, like, they still played a good defensive game. They held the Phoenix Suns to 106 points, and a lot of that is because we slowed the pace down like a motherfucker. I understand that, but it's just they just can't fucking score. They actually shot more field goals than the Suns, one less field goal than the Suns, which surprised me. But Siobhan, who kicked our ass?
I heard, what's it, Torrey Craig's name too often. So
that
I'm gonna
motherfucker.
Say him.
I mean, he was out there for the heavens. 50 cents, you could have had him on the Heat.
Well.
But we didn't need a score that goes out there with athleticism and just puts up shots. You know, we keep looking for diamond in the rough guys.
And I disagree, y'all. Rough. The defense was bad.
I
struggled to find offensive clips. You're right, there was no good offense. But I struggled, like, which clips of defense to not talk about.
That defense was good for the first 3 minutes.
They shot 31% from three, 46% overall. Like, it's not like the Suns shot lights out. Like, they didn't have a great game. I mean, they average 115 points a game. Like, it wasn't the defense wasn't. It's, once again, we just can't score. I mean, I don't think the defense was great by any stretch of the imagination. But I feel like
that's their problem, because if you notice, when they get into like that 3 to 4 possessions where they can't score, that fifth possession, that's when the defense starts to fall off, because they literally, you can just look at them and see their brains just starting to shrink in that moment. Because it's like, once they stop scoring, it's like all of a sudden they just forget, I need to get out on the shooter. I need to get the rebound. You could see all these things like physically happening as you watch the game. That's why I said, like, there shouldn't be any expectations at this point. They've given you every version of who they are.
But Tiff, Siobhan, you guys know how hard is it to continuously play defense after missed shots? And we're talking about long misses on three-pointers. Like, you got to keep playing defense.
It's hard. But I did it for free. I got some books, but like I did it for free. So at some point, we can't just be like, how hard is it to play defense after missed shots?
No, I'm
that's
just
part
saying,
of the job.
No, I'm saying the effort needs to be there. But when you continuously just jack up threes, like Frankie's been saying, first quarter, you were getting into the paint, challenging DeAndre Ayton, who by no means is it, like, I know DeAndre Ayton is a good player, but he is not the Kembe Mutombo.
Right.
You were challenging him. You were getting in the paint. There was ball movement. They were creating looks off of dribble penetration. They were doing a lot of good things. And then, Frankie, what happened? It's like, hey, we can't hit a shot all night. Let's keep shooting more fucking threes.
They panicked.
Yeah. They did. They
yeah, like, one thing we can't stress this enough. The Suns are a really good team.
They're a really good
basketball team, and I don't think there are a lot of us who really thought we were going to even win this game, realistically. I mean, we always have a chance, but I
just thought we played better.
Yes, I did too, and honestly, I thought we played – I legit enjoyed that first quarter. It was kind of fun. It was good.
Yes,
we looked good. Defense was good. Offense hasn't turned into a fucking dumpster fire yet. But what is most disheartening to me offensively is just and Alf said it many times here, like, they didn't fucking fix any. They didn't try a different strategy. They were just chucking up threes, and they were horrible at it. Horrible.
Okay, Brass, to your point, and we'll talk about this a little bit. Now, at some point, do we look at Eric Spoelstra and this offense? Defensively, the scheme, I understand that everyone gets mad at the scheme, but they're one of the best defensive teams in the league. Offensively, at some point, is it personnel or does Spoelstra have to do something else with this scheme? Because the shit ain't working the way it is as right now offensively.
But with the scheme, there's multiple schemes within a scheme.
Yes.
So, yeah, Spo needs to, like, do some different things, but there's multiple plays within the one play. So it's on the players to not always shoot up the three. Go to the second option. You got 10 seconds left on the clock. You got time for a second option. You don't have to just jack up a three because you're open. Sometimes the open shot isn't the right shot.
Yeah. His offense, like, his schemes aren't bad. They aren't by any stretch of the imagination. Like Tiffany said, there are options within one specific play. And that goes just to the points of, like, how they line up in the play. They can line up with Tyler first and then Duncan, or Duncan first and then Tyler, and they look and do different things off of that. But they, this the personnel within those sets aren't looking to exploit the other avenues in that particular set. So many times, Bam just rolls into nothing or into defense. Play what they're giving you rather than continue, you know, just trying to work the motion. They don't look to break the motion at any point. They try to get all the way through the shit because their options flow into one another. So they try to work it all the way to the end rather than, hey, we have this option right here. We don't have to bring it all the way back around.
If Frankie, is it a matter of the scheme is fine, but Goran is not who he used to be. Jimmy can only do so much, and now you thought Victor was going to save you and put pressure on the defense, and he's not around. Is that just what it is? They just don't have the personnel to do this, and they really banked this offseason on Tyler Hero taking this step. And I honestly think Tyler's better than he was last year, but holy shit, like, who did we think? Did we think Tyler Hero was going to skip, like, 2 years and go to Devin Booker's fourth year with no offseason and no summer league? Like, is it scheme or is it just personnel, in your opinion?
Honestly, I was ready for the kick their ass segment. It never got passed to me.
Oh, no. Who kicked their ass? Who kicked their ass?
I was gonna say campaign because he looks like an Animorph mid transformation. You remember the cover of those books in the book fair? No, but they're the bench kicked their ass both ends. Precious Achiuwa kicked their ass. He was like a double agent tonight. But what to this serious question? I think the lady said. You know, Tiff and Siobhan mentioned about the scheme, and they talked to an extent about that. But I think it's also a lot of their philosophy. which goes into how three-point reliant they are, how they build so much of their offense from outside in, you know, trying to leverage the gravity of their shooters to create other opportunities for like Bam and Jimmy and cutters and stuff like that. And we've seen at times when those shots don't fall, the lane closes up and everything goes to shit. The turnovers start happening. The offense gets stagnant and they can't do much else because they don't have the guy, you know, Tyler hasn't taken that Dwayne Wade second year leap. Like I think the Heat were hoping for, and you don't have anybody to Goron's not getting you relief buckets when, in isolation when you need it, and nobody else is stepping up in that role. I've been saying for a while now that I think they should try to go inside out a little bit more, create like scheme plays for Bam. You know you've had difficulties with Bam all season trying to be aggressive, so create plays for him, make hit plays. How many times a game does Bam get a play straight for him, a call for him? It's always an option play that he has to make a read, make a decision, and he can make the reads, but he's not aggressive looking for his own shot. Run a play, get him across screen, get him in the lane, get a post up, get him a little mid-range jumper, get him going. Like we don't do like he did this year for LeBron. He got plays for LeBron to get open, get going, easy buckets for LeBron. You can't do that for Bam. You can't do that for Jimmy. Like they have to work so hard for their buckets. And you know, Jimmy and Bam are facilitators. They don't want to be alpha scorers. They want to make plays and stuff. Yeah, and you know your offense needs these alpha scorers. You need them to be alpha scorers first. Make them be alpha scorers. You know, force that square into that square hole.
Is it a square hole? Do they have alpha right. score mentality though?
You can't. No, they don't. But you create plays, run plays for them. How many times is yeah? Like Siobhan, how many times this season has Duncan run a back screen for Bam, and when Bam has the ball at the elbow, and Bam got a dunk or layup?
Yeah, no.
That's like 100. It's like an 80% success rate, and we see that once a week.
Right,
but it's shit like that that just drives me fucking nuts.
It's true,
and it's not something we can't do because you can run after yes. Duncan sets that flare screen. He can come off the ball, get a hammer screen on the weak side, and get wide open for the corner. Bam can flow right into a dribble handoff on the other side. You have so many options with that, but we don't do shit like that for Bam. Bam has to give a dribble handoff for Tyler, dribble handoff for Duncan, dribble handoff for none.
And so like, that's when he has to grow a pair and say, fuck right. it. I understand that.
100%.
But you are correct. You are correct.
But you do that. You run that enough times. So now it's not even instinctual for when Bam is on a break or when Bam has a ball in the open court. It's not instinctual for him to go look at the basket.
Yeah.
Because 90% of his possessions, he's putting his – you know, try to stick his butt out and pick somebody and phrasing and hand it off to Duncan. Like he doesn't get that respect where, you know, we run plays for you. You're a go-to. I mean, and he's still scoring 19 points a game, which is why, like, I really want people to not, like, take this as Bam doesn't deserve the max.
He's still on his rookie contract.
Right. He hasn't gotten it yet.
Like, and he's 19-9, right? Like, come on. Like,
his second year as a starter. Like, he took us to the final last year, his first year as a starter, guys.
But I just want, if you guys want to puke, just look at this shit. Look at the 3-point shooting.
Look at KZ. God damn it. Motherfucker didn't do shit. The Struce was a loose butthole tonight. Look at those.
Oh, oh damn. Crazy. Frankie.
Hey, that's too old, Frankie. That's too
right. Kick me out. Let's start in the chat.
Why is Goran Dragic playing 28 minutes
in a blowout?
Because that's that loyalty.
Holy shit. Like Gabe Vincent, Matt, I'm telling you, Goran Dragic is, I love him to death. He is killing this team in his minutes.
He's aging in dog years.
He is. It's done.
Holy shit. It's done. I don't care how many points he scores. It's so labor. It's like he labors to score those points, and he just drags our offense down the mud, and then he can't play defense to save his fucking life. His foot is fucked up. Like, let him – anyway, I've been beating this drum forever, and then Giancarlo Nava said, no. Yeah.
Just think about this, and this is where it goes back to: is it the team? Is it the makeup of the team? Because you can teach a lot of things on the court, but you can't teach effort. And some of them, they don't have consistent effort levels, which means that this is who they are.
Tyler.
So do you want to, you can't teach effort. I can't teach you how to go hard for every loose ball, for every pick, for every shot. Like, you can't teach that. So this is what it is.
Isn't that what we're paying UD at the end of the bench for?
He can't do it either.
Is he back yet at the end of the bench, or is he still out?
But I always say, like, you can't, you know, no one can get mad when we criticize a half-ass effort and then we clap for you the next day, because this is who they are.
I saw there were some, Tyler had some nice plays defensively tonight. Like, he really did. It's just inconsistent. It's like, and you see it. You see it where, I mean, he's fighting underneath the basket. He's really good. He gets a lot of rebounds for a guy his size. I mean, he was helping, and he was doing a lot of good things. But to me, it's just so inconsistent. And there's other times where he's just standing around, and you're like, motherfucker, what are you doing?
They need, like, call it what it is. They need the scoring. Oladipo's not here, and he might not come back. So why don't we play like he's not coming back? You need the scoring. You need the defense. You need Hero to be giving you at least 15 to 20 off the bench. You need none to be giving you 15 to 20.
Like, and the more Goran plays, the less aggressive Tyler is. Yep. Because he's waiting for Goran to do something. And honestly, I'm going to say something that might sound outlandish. It'd be better off if he was playing as a Gabe Vincent or Max Strus.
Yeah, I've been calling for Gabe.
Gabe's a good
player. I've been calling for Gabe.
At least Gabe plays defense.
That's my guy. I'm all for Gabe.
And this is not about Goran being a bad player. This
He's
is about
old.
Goran. He's old with a fucking foot problem.
Yes. Like, what?
Goran should get the night off tomorrow.
Right. He should be on the side with slippers on. Like, I don't even understand what's happening.
I just turned 40. Deadman don't put me out there.
Deadman available? Why we ain't getting no Deadman minutes?
No, we need to play.
He's gonna fix everything.
We need to play Precious ass. Precious run around like a fucking idiot all the time. I'm sorry. I know that's a young man. I feel like I shouldn't be slandering him, but like, he literally running around.
Slander him, Alf. Only the violent will survive. He's asking for this.
He look like one of them three students. Just fucking run around like no idea what he's doing. What was that? It literally was like that circus music. What was that turnaround fucking hook shot that hit the top corner of the backboard and went, you know,
that was
fucking
racist.
The fact that he didn't first of all, CP was guarding him. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you took a fadeaway jump shot over Chris Paul is in essence the entire problem with the entire team. That's
Trevor
the problem with the whole team.
Trevor put his ass
and said, sit down.
Because he realized he can't dribble past that look.
Exactly. Also,
pitting in the corner. Right.
Let's not give Iggy a pass. He was fucking awful tonight.
He old too.
Yeah,
like what did I tell you? He gonna give you one good game and then he gonna disappear for four.
Yeah,
that's been his Heat tenure.
He didn't play basketball for a year, and he's playing better ball than some of these dudes.
That's rest. That's not rest. That is rest. That really, is significant rest.
I was happy with
Ariza. I was so he had 20, yeah. He had 26 minutes tonight, but that's what he should be playing. Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying Trevor Ariza should play more than that, mm-mm. But the problem is your backups to these guys are Precious, yeah. Iggy. Like Tiff said, shows up every five nights. And then New Kelly was holy shit. Like, he didn't know what it's like.
We talked about this before, and Precious is out there like his hair. He just does this, so his hair flops back and forth. So he looks like way more active than he actually is. He's not doing anything. It's just for show.
He's chaotic energy is right because there's absolutely no reasoning to what he's doing.
It's sure. The method. It's all madness.
We need the mechanic.
Like that. Like my son used to play like that. Like he used to play like. I would be like, no, guard one person and help.
This is so funny to me. Like his hair just going like this.
He just
you know that meme of LeBron with the do-rag and the cigarette.
Be careful, Frankie.
No, hold on. I'm saying Deadman looks like that normally. Just his, his bald head looks like he has a do-rag on.
Cancel Frankie.
He's got the island bald receding hairline.
Frankie, this is going to be your last show.
Oh, thank God.
Trying to get suspended for a month.
Worth it.
Smart man.
Frankie talking about Deadman look like he got those defunct Eastern Conference Champions t-shirts.
I didn't say that. Hold on. I didn't say that. I did not say he is funding a Serge Ibaka's family. I did not say that.
Frankie said Deadman look like he has the Miami Heat 2020 NBA champion t-shirts
in the trunk of his car.
I did not say Deadman has all the five reasons a Giannis Bam t-shirts. I did not say that.
Frankie said Deadman looks like he sells fake Rolexes on Jamaica Ave.
I did say that.
His Rolex has got sound.
Just walking up to people.
Edmund looks like he plays basketball with a Rolex.
It's loose too. It's not fitted. It jangles a lot.
Edmund looks like he played basketball in dress socks.
Edmund definitely has basketball shorts under his jeans.
We got to stop.
Edmund looks like he wears basketball shorts as boxers.
He got the tassels on his loafer, you know, the one little.
He got the brown slippers that look corduroy, but not corduroy.
I'm not touching any of that shit.
Dwayne Deadman has an olive green suit.
With them dress socks.
With the dress socks.
How Schmeathen, calm down, man. Jesus. We don't know if you're black or white, so this doesn't work, Schmeathen.
Show yourself.
Right, what are you saying? Oh, you say he look like a Somali
pirate. That's true. It might be funny, but it might not be, because we don't know you, Schmeathen.
I'm just assuming.
So I'm just gonna drink my water.
You gotta be Schmalfon Schmidney. I struggled saying that one, Jesus.
I think we need to go to Siobhan Clips.
Hey, Schmalfons is funny.
Schmalfons.
Wayne Deadman plays basketball on leather sandals.
He's probably nice on the girl. Does. Nah, he might be nice on the girl.
Deadman driving Lincoln for sure.
Did you say he look like he barbecue?
He nice on the girl.
He's got the thong sandals for sure.
With the socks.
Cook you up a mean rib.
I think so.
Dwayne Deadman wears a polo shirt at the gym.
With the collar flipped up on one side.
Just looking 80s.
But it's like
Dwayne Deadman looks
it's wrinkled.
Dwayne Deadman looks like how Tyler Hero thinks he looks like.
Oh, Jesus Christ.